Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Dining out is fun. It means you're not doing the cooking, you're not doing the dishes, and you can try foods that you might not be really good at making. But, oh yeah, it costs money. So what if someone offered to scout out the Burlington restaurant scene to find delicious dishes for under $10? Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press, and other Free Press reporters accepted the challenge, and Sally's here to tell us about what they found. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Are there a lot of options that meet your strict $10 criteria?
There are, if you're willing to eat, you know, a range of things, and if you don't care about having the fussiest food or the most exotic food, you can eat a lot. In fact, you can eat 22 chicken wings at Reuben James on their 45-cent chicken wing night special. You can get poutine at the Bluebird Tavern for $5. You can always go to Al's French Fries and get grilled cheese and hot dogs and French fries and onion rings.
I wouldn't say no to any of the things you've already offered. So it's off to a good start. I'm guessing that the restaurant that opened on Pearl Harbor Day made your list.
That certainly made our list. That's Bove's, which is on Pearl Street in Burlington. It opened, it just celebrated its 73rd anniversary. Pearl Harbor Day was just a few weeks ago. And when it opened, Dick Bove was telling me, his parents opened it, there were four burners, dedicated gas burners. One had ground beef on it, one had marinara sauce, one had pasta, and one had coffee. And you could get spaghetti and meatballs for 25 cents. Now spaghetti and meatballs cost, I think, $7.20, which is still quite a bargain. And in fact, at Bove's, I only saw one thing on the menu, which was sirloin steak, for more than $10. For less than $10, you can get ravioli, veal cutlets, fried clams. Lasagna is $9.30, and it lasted us 2.5 meals. So that was $3.72 a meal.
It's a brick of lasagna when you
order
it there.
It's incredible, and I have a huge appetite, and I was almost embarrassed by the size of my doggy bag.
How about the place that has the most variety under that $10 bar?
Well, I found that Asian restaurants have a lot of variety under the $10 bar. Fo Hong in the Old North End of Burlington has really wonderful stuff. You can get chicken dishes, calamari, curry, these crepes filled with tofu or seafood, hot and sour soup, pho soup. So you can really get a range of stuff and eat very inexpensive and excellent food.
And I'm guessing that's Vietnamese, is that correct?
That's Vietnamese, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing dining out in Burlington on the cheap. So let's go a little higher. What do you find for $20 or less?
A little higher, and you can sort of expand. Obviously, you can definitely expand your repertoire and get a little fancier. But you can also just squeak in with a cheeseburger. And I'm a big fan of the Farmhouse Tap and Grill cheeseburgers, but they've gotten kind of expensive. So I went on my birthday, and it's an $18 cheeseburger with a really good salad, and it's always rare. I order them rare, and they're always rare, and they're always just perfectly cooked, excellent consistency. And we sat by the fireplace downstairs, and you can just order at the bar. It's laid back, but you feel like you're out on the town. So that's under $20. It's a cheeseburger under $20. And then a fun way to eat at Pizzeria Verita is they have this antipasta section on their menu, and you can have pick five things like baked goat cheese, caramelized onions, olives, anchovies, five for $18. So if there's two of you, you can do that and get a Caesar salad and a small pizza, and it comes in under $40. And then another way to do it is to go to Hen of the Wood, which is a fun place to hang out, a nice place. And you can get 12 oysters for $12 and a beer. So you can have a beer and 12 oysters for under $20. But it has to be between 4 and 5 in the afternoon, or if you're a late night eater, between 10 and 11 at night.
Hey, for raw oysters at a buck a pop, it's worth it, eating early or eating late, isn't it?
How about you? Where do you like to eat that's less expensive?
Well, there are several places. Whenever I get the chance to go to Montpelier, I try to arrange it so I can pop into Mad Taco. I think Mad Taco is one of the best Mexican places I can find, and very inexpensive. So a burrito with mole sauce at Mad Taco anytime, yeah. I'd be happy to take that. In Waterbury, there's a great place now called Blackback Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they've expanded the menu. It's still very affordable. Great selection of beers there from around the state and around the country. So it's a warm, tight little place, friendly. That's a good place to go to keep it, again, within the budget. And then for a burger, again, even an $18 cheeseburger, if it's right, it's worth it. But one of my favorites is at the Shopping Bag, the Seebeck Sizzler, named after a police officer who used to walk the beat in the old North End. They still make the burger that he loved, half pound of fresh ground beef, and then everything possible they can smash on top of that burger. Oh. They give you a stack of probably about 25 napkins to go with it, and it is still a bargain to this day. So that's where I would go.
I have to go there.
Oh,
I
yes,
keep hearing about that, and I've never eaten there.
Can you give me one more cheap eat before we go?
$2 tacos at Manhattan Pizza on Main Street in Burlington. And if you want to cheat a little, and when it comes to food, we all cheat, let's face it. Friday nights there, $5.99 foot-long Philly cheesesteak and a $5 heady topper. So it's $10.99, but it is foot-long.
I'll spring for the extra buck.
Okay.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervor section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you.